This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Shaitan is all over you now. Don't despair. Allah will forgive me. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. I will do good. I will, inshallah, try my best. I will make it up for messing. I messed up this thing. I offended my parents. I brought sadness. I will, inshallah, do better. Ya Allah, I have done something wrong. Please forgive me. I will make it up. I was a thief. I have stolen people's money. I'm going, inshallah, to donate so much money, fi sabilillah. I will work hard and donate and look after the poor and the hungry and the needy. I was selfish. I will be so generous with people when it comes to time, energy, whatever. This is tawbah. Tawbah doesn't mean you just, you know, ask Allah for forgiveness and do nothing. Because Allah said, follow the sin with good deed. It will erase it. And that's why we pray to rak'ahs. Ya Allah, I have done this terrible thing. Please forgive me. Make wudu. Pray to rak'ahs. That's it. It's done. Alhamdulillah. And move on. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said about this type of shirk. He said, Iyakum wa shirk al-asghar. I warn you from the small shirk. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? The Sahaba didn't know what was the small shirk. He said, a riyah, showing off. Then he said, on that day, يقول الله تعالى يوم يجازي العباد بأعمالهم. On the day of judgment, when Allah rewards you according to your deeds, He will say, اذهبوا إلى الذين كنتم تراؤونهم بأعمالكم في الدنيا. نعوذ بالله, he don't want Allah to tell you this. Look what He will say to them, to those who were showing off. Go to those you are trying to impress and ask them to help you. Imagine this is said to you. You wanted to impress your father-in-law. You wanted to impress Sheikh so-and-so. You wanted to impress spouse. You wanted to impress boss. Allah says, go back to them. Go to whoever you wanted to impress and ask them for help. هَلْ تَجِدُونَ عِنْدَهُمْ جَزَاءً. Are you going to find any reward? They are themselves in big trouble. You see them talk with themselves, scared. More scared than you. Go seek help. Then you are loser. That's why you need ikhlas. Ikhlas means no shirk whatsoever. لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. I'm praying for Allah. I'm going to the masjid not because I'm going to meet so and so. I'm going to the masjid because I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. I'm going to Mecca because Umrah to Umrah erase the sin. Hajj to Hajj, mashallah. Out of love to Allah and His Messenger, I'm going to Mecca and Medina out of love to Allah because that's His house there and Rasulullah says. That's it. No more, nothing else. That is ikhlas. I'm going to visit so-and-so, brother so-and-so, or sister so-and-so who is sick. Not because I expect anything from them. For Allah's sake, because they are sick. Or they came from Hajj or Umrah. Pay them, inshallah, a courtesy visit. Something like this. So may Allah purify our intentions. So enough discussion about shirk. Unless there is question. If there is question about shirk, I would love to answer it. The second major sin is murder. The second major sin is murder, killing. First is shirk. First is shirk with its two kinds. There are two kinds of shirk. Direct shirk and hidden shirk. That's one. Now the second. Killing someone. Murdering. Killing a human being. Second, yes, is the second most dangerous sin you commit in life. And we need to be very careful about this. Why? Because during anger, you may think of killing someone, by the way. And that's haram thought, if it crosses your mind. I'm going to kill him. And shaitan starts showing you all type of killings. Hanging, poisoning, throwing, burning, shooting. Oh, whoa. That's bad. That's bad soul. That's Ammara bisu, the soul that commands the commanding with evil. No. We need to have the soul of Habil, not the soul of Qabil. Cain, when he wanted to kill his brother Abel, he said, "La'aqtulannak, I will kill you." The other one said, "If you stretch your hand to kill me, I will not stretch my hand." He didn't think of the same things. Subhanallah, he was purer. The heart was good. The other one said, "I will kill you." The other one said, "If you stretch your hand to kill me, I will never do the same." So which soul you may have? The soul of Qabil, you know yourself better. Don't answer. Don't say, "I'm Qabil for sure." I don't want to know. It's really serious, dangerous. When you are angry with someone, you may think it may cross your mind. And that's dangerous. Even in the level of thoughts, we need to purify our hearts and minds. Allah says about this major sin. This is why it is a major sin. Look what He said. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is Surah Nisa. Surah Nisa, verse 93. Amazing. This sin also is mentioned in Surah Nisa. Women. Why? From one. What's going on in your mind? أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Okay. Allah said, وَمَن يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا condition. And he who kills a mu'min, if you kill a Muslim, with intention, you intentionally wanted to kill him or her, look what will happen to you. فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Pertama, satu, number one. The reward is Jahannam, forever. Forever. I thought Allah will get us out of Jahannam. We're coming. Number two. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah will be angry at him or her. وَلَعَنَهُ. لَعْنَ. Curse forever. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And he has prepared for him a very severe punishment. Four things for a killer. For killing an innocent person. Mu'min, Muslim, who said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول. So it's serious. So we don't kill. Today, the culture that we are living in, does it teach you this verse? Or teaches you that to be cool, kill someone? Look at the games of the kids, the games of our children, all of them about killing and shooting and smashing hands, and the screen has to be full of blood. Yes. Right or wrong? Yes. Sometimes you watch a Hollywood or Bollywood movie and you sympathize with the killer. Without you knowing, you become a killer sympathizer. And sometimes if it was me, the actor, I would have killed him many times, not just one time. So you become more than the actor. And that is the culture we are living in. Dangerous. Sometimes you sympathize with the zina. That girl, she was cheating on her husband, and you, oh, poor girl, I'm crying with her because she didn't meet her lover. But she's a married woman, that's zina, that's cheating. So you see, it is hard to practice Islam at the end of time. Rasulullah, that's why he said to the Sahaba, I wish I have seen my brothers. They said, Ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers? He said, no, you are my companions. You've seen me. My brothers and sisters, that is you and me, inshallah, are those who believe in me without seeing me. We didn't see him. We love him, Rasulullah, inshallah, ya. We hope we are sincere in our love to him. So he said, the last amongst them, in practicing Islam, will be like the best amongst you. Allahu Akbar. True, because they didn't have the fitna. I'll give you an example. They didn't have TV. TV takes a lot of our time from our children and our loved ones and wives and this and that. Just the TV. They didn't have TV, so they had more communication. Salam, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Today we are. We are communicating with, but not with each other. the videos, the games, the dunya we are in. May Allah save us. Now we are driving and there is a screen. That's dangerous. You are watching your Korean movie while driving towards home. 99% you will not reach home. Either Mati or you're going to Korea. You find yourself in Seoul. Honestly, that day I was driving and I saw a car and there is a big screen. And I said, Ya Allah, I hope someone else is watching. When I looked, only one driver, no one else. Dangerous. Maybe you can say the guy next to the driver is looking, watching. What is that? And then you say, accident. So the level of fitna is too much. I just gave you a few examples. So nowadays movies, you love to kill. Most of movies now is killing. There must be killing. An act of zina or an act of murder. Or both. In order to call it action movie. Blockbuster. Blockbuster. It will bust the whole block. And you're still watching. You're in danger, man. Mega movie. It's a mega, right? When are we going to wake up and know that this is dangerous for all of us? وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Anger of Allah وَلَعَنَهُ لَعْنَ of Allah وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah has prepared for him a very severe punishment. So alhamdulillah, we belong to the culture that says don't even think of killing. In the Western culture, kill, it's easy, okay. No. Alhamdulillah. So which one is better? Allahu Akbar. Which culture is better? Where Allah subhanahu, you grow up with this verse. Surah An-Nisa, verse 93. Surah 4, verse 93. Or movie 300 of Hollywood in killing. Choose. Another verse. Surah Al-Furqan. Amazing. Amazing. In Surah Al-Furqan, when Allah mentions the criteria, the characteristics of the believers, he said, the believers who will be called Ibadur Rahman, the true special elite of Allah, Ibad of Ar-Rahman, may Allah make us amongst them. Yawm al-Qiyamah you'll be called Ibadur Rahman, get up, Allahu Akbar, you find yourself amongst them. Ya Allah, you were doing certain things. Amongst them this, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ شِرْكٍ. They never committed shirk. They have never invoked anyone beside Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they don't kill. They have never killed except with truth, jihad, executing criminal, self-defense, but not because you took something from me or because I do deserve to be in this place and not you, and I, you know, get rid of you and this and that. نَعُونَ بِاللَّهِ. So, the second after shirk, according to Surah Al-Furqan, is they don't kill. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah if you have never killed someone. Thank Allah. Say Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
What about animals?
Animal different. If you kill them for fun, there is a severe punishment for it. There are people who kill for fun, like hunting. When they go hunt, I'm like, I feel like killing someone today. Then they see monkey, boom. You kill monkeys, you crazy. I feel like killing a cow. I shoot. I need to shoot. Cow is grazing. What is that? But killing, for example, a rabbit, and you go and eat it or donate it. You catch a fish, but you don't overfish. How many fish you're going to catch? Look at these outdoor channels, movies, and fishing, crazy fisher. They teach you, like, just go and have fun. Kill as many tunas as you can. Be careful of sport. Sport, they call it sport fishing and sport hunting. You don't do that for sports. You want sports? No problem. There are good games for sports. There is swimming, there is running, jogging, there is golf. There are many things. Go, no problem. But You want to have fun in the creation of Allah, shooting, just for the sake of shooting. Like they are doing, some people, in the desert of Algeria, they are killing hundreds of deers. To reproduce, do you know how many ewes you need? Just for fun. Just because they have the money and they can come to the country and hunt. For fun. Because that's part of their culture. No. No, we are Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so angry at some sahaba when he saw a bird turning around his tent. A bird was turning around his tent and scared. Turning around his... He said, "Man abza'a hadhi?" SubhanAllah, look how merciful he was. He said, "Who has scared this animal?" So some sahaba said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, maybe she's looking for this nest." They had a nest where one of her babies was there. So she was looking for the baby. He was so merciful. He said, "Put it back where it was. Give her back her child. Do you want someone to kidnap your child?" He said, "That's kidnapping. But we don't call it for animals. We call it only for humans." Yes, sister.
Sorry,
sure.
Killing ants.
Very good. Killing ants is haram. Don't kill ants. Listen. The presence of ants in your house is a good thing. Ants, not cockroaches. Ants should not be killed. The presence of ants means two things. Mean that you don't have termites. If you have ants, it means you don't have termites. Is this clear? Because ants feed on termites. So don't say, "I have a lot, so they may be there." No. It could be also a sign of blessing, that you are being blessed. So just clean, but don't kill them. Don't go and start stepping on them. And the worst kill is by fire. Do not kill by fire. Do not, like some people go and put kerosene on the nest and put fire. Don't do that. And when they are outside, why do you disturb them? Are they inside the house, in the bedroom, or in the kitchen? Or are they in the garden? Garden, leave them alone. Kitchen, still don't kill them. Leave them alone. Ants are okay. They are good friends. And it could be that you have also a lot of food. Hold on. It could be that you have a lot of food. They are scavengers. What do you call it? Yeah. Scavengers. They go and eat the remaining. So they clean you. But you don't know. They are helping you on your killing. They say, "Oh man, you are angry too." Okay? This is why some of the reasons why you may have ants. Okay? Yeah.
I was told by my auntie, actually. If you were to...
Mino? Your auntie Shanaz?
Yeah. If you know, ants inside, we tend to get forgetful. Is that true?
No. But look. If a fly falls, if anything falls inside, dip it, remove it, and then drink. But don't spill. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, especially a fly. If a fly falls, don't remove it, dip it. Dip it. Why?
Check it out.
No.
Easy. Now, Sheikh Zubair is drinking his coffee, right? Bismillah. I see a fly. Hold on. Fly. Dip it, and then remove it, and then drink. Why? This is 1500 years ago, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us this. Amazing. One wing has dots. One wing has antidotes. So you don't know which wing fell. Make sure both wings are inside. So there will be no poison. No harm whatsoever. When the Westerners studied this hadith and found out, they found out what I said just now. Many of them became Muslim. They said, "La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah." Because no one knew this before we discovered why. So this is why Rasulullah said,
why did
we
just leave the box?
Now, if you don't want, you have plenty, it's okay, throw it. But let's say that's the only cup of coffee you have for the next month. And you love of coffee. It's okay. Alright? Likewise, if you find a dead mouse or a dead rat, listen, if you find it in fluid, throw all the fluid. Let's say you found a mouse inside your cooking oil. All the cooking oil should be thrown. But you find that on your cheese or cheese or something not fluid. Dairy, your something like cheese or zubda. What is zubda?
Butter.
So what you do? Remove it and remove what is around it. And you can keep that one. You don't have to throw it. Rat or a mouse? No, you don't have to. You just know. Just learn. This is knowledge. To practice it or not is up to you. Let's say you have plenty, but know that people don't know the luxury that you have, my sister or brother. Is this clear? Some people, that's all they have. For many months, they have to depend on that 1 kilo of butter that they have. And they will do everything to preserve it because that's how they cook or how that's how they survive. So should they? Allah is showing us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? SubhanAllah, when it's fluid, the germs spread. When it is not, the germs don't spread. So you don't have to clear everything. But let's say you don't want, that's fine. You get rid of it.
Excuse me, Sheikh, I just want to go back to our shura. What do you think of this Purubata Islam?
What is Purubata?
The Ustaz says they use the Quran to treat.
Okay. Healing with the Quran is part of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have never seen the Prophet healing people or trying to cure people with Quran only. He always recite Quran on someone or tell him to recite Quran and say, seek medicine. Go and drink, for example, something, medicine, have it. So, if anyone just tell me, by just reading Quran, you're gonna be well, I tell him, wait. Because the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءً إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِلَّا الْكِبَرِ. For every disease, Allah has put a cure. Look for it. Except death, there is no cure for it, or old age. You cannot go back. You cannot go back, except in Hollywood. 80 years old, they turn her into 80 years old. So what I mean, please read Quran on someone who is sick, because there are many diseases that come, that are spiritual, by the way. They are not physical. I know for sure there are diseases that have nothing to do with your physiology. It's an evil eye. And you feel so hot. You feel like about vomiting. It's an evil eye. You read some Quran, you'll see. You'll be okay. So it could be that. But someone is sick with back pain, and I'm just reading Quran. What is the painkillers? Where are the physiotherapy? You need to do those things. Otherwise, we will look so bad. And sometimes we give very bad name to Islam. We the Muslims. There is no one who has hurt Islam more than Muslims. Please understand this. When they laugh at us, when they see us, for example, doing certain things. Yes, Quran. I will read Quran on you. And I will listen to the Quran that you read on me. But I need to still take some antibiotics. No, you just believe in this. It's not, doesn't work like that. So Rasulullah SAW used to tell people, yes, I can read Quran and ask Allah to give you shifa, but still you have to take medicine. But don't believe in the medicine. It's not the medicine that gives you cure. It's just sabab. Is this clear? This is the right approach about medicine.
What do you mean to handle
Ah. Black magic will come into it. Sorcery. Good question. You have to know first what causes sorcery. Then you will know how to heal it. If I am a doctor and you come to me and say, Sheikh Zubair, I'm sick. I need to first check your pulse, look at your eyes, diagnose. Once I know, I will prescribe the medicine. No. I just think you have evil eye or shaitan or sihir or sihir. I need first to know. So that's why we're going to talk after this, inshallah, if we have time, about sorcery, which is a major problem in Islam. A lot of people use sorcery. You'll be amazed how many people use sorcery. Black magic, sihir, bomo.
Evil eye is different.
Evil eye is different. But it is connected to shayateen, to the devils. So sorcery and evil eye are a little bit connected. I will explain. Just don't go, please. So, Allah mentioned killing in Surah Al-Furqan after shirk. He said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا. Those who don't commit shirk and those who don't kill. So, in the Quran, killing is secondary to shirk. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They don't commit zina, etc. In another verse, Allah said, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَى النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Beautiful ayah. This is who we are. Why they keep saying Muslims are terrorists? Look what Allah says in our book. They never show you this verse.